Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. We have Randy Abrams on today's show. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, recently, the SANS Internet Storm Center released a warning that Adobe Acrobat and Adobe Reader have become vulnerable and are under attack from a new sophisticated zero-day JavaScript. Can you tell us a little bit more about this vulnerability?
Well, certainly. It's nothing new. The actual attack may be new, but we've been seeing Adobe Acrobat and Adobe Reader just hammered by hackers left and right, potentially the point where they're becoming more attacked than Microsoft is. And so this is another JavaScript attack, and it's, you know, one of the things I've been railing against for a long time is that JavaScript probably isn't a good idea for PDFs if PDF is supposed to be a safer alternative than Microsoft Word, which I don't believe it has been for quite a while. When you enable JavaScript in PDFs, then, and this goes for Acrobat and Reader, then you dramatically lower the security of a PDF. You give it the ability to run arbitrary code effectively. And SANS has also told people, disable JavaScript in your Adobe Reader applications. And for businesses, they might want to consider something like Foxit or another alternative to Adobe's products for reading their PDF files.
Right.
But, you know, definitely if you're going to stick with Adobe Reader or Adobe Acrobat, unless you absolutely have to have JavaScript enabled, then I recommend that you open up Adobe Reader or Acrobat, and under Edit Preferences, you'll see a place that says JavaScript. And, you know, I just installed Adobe and it updated, and I just went and checked as we're talking, and it's re-enabled JavaScript, which I'm disabling at this very moment.
So since they haven't issued a patch yet, is that exactly what users should do, is just disable the JavaScript?
I recommend it regardless of patch. It's very rare that you come across a PDF that actually needs to use JavaScript.
Right.
And so, you know, I always recommend that you disable JavaScript in Adobe Reader and Adobe Acrobat unless you absolutely need it. And if you need it, you might want to consider a different solution for whatever you're using the PDFs for.
So what has made Adobe so interesting for the attackers to hack?
It's ubiquitous. It's on virtually every computer out there. So because you've got so many people running it, then if the bad guys can exploit it and gain control of your machine, it's a lot easier than perhaps finding a new vulnerability in a Microsoft product to exploit.
Right, exactly.
So, and, you know, this affects all versions of Adobe Reader 9 running on Vista SP1 or Windows 7, Acrobat version 9.2, again, same platforms, as well as Windows XP Service Pack 3. So, you know, this is a pretty widespread vulnerability, really. And so I recommend that, you know, sooner than later, you disable JavaScript in Adobe Reader and Adobe Acrobat.
Absolutely. And do you think we're going to see more attacks that specifically target Adobe? And do you think that it will be the primary application that is attacked?
As long as Adobe is shipping Acrobat and Reader with JavaScript turned on, it's going to be very attractive to the bad guys, because if they find a vulnerability, it runs by default. Where if they had shipped it with JavaScript disabled by default, it wouldn't be so interesting to find the vulnerabilities that the bad guys find, because it wouldn't get them the kind of penetration into the home and business segments that they get right now by exploiting a vulnerability. It's actually having JavaScript enabled that is the enabler for so many of these attacks.
Interesting. Well, as always, thanks so much, Randy, for bringing this to our attention. Good advice to disable JavaScript. If you have any additional questions on this topic, feel free to email Randy at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.